WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Yoo-hoo! I'll make you famous.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Buenos tardes, amigos.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday night.
Who is this guy?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The citizens of White Oaks have proclaimed this place the Devil's Den.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Shit. They'll have to do it.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Next time you address me common, I will put you on your prissy little ass.
Heartbreak Mike.
I don't quite follow what you're saying.
The Omega.
And I don't keep with whores no more.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I just think he's the luckiest white eye in New Mexico.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
I knew you'd come back.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
WTR Sunday Night.
I'd rather drink turpentine and piss on a brush fire.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Once again, it is draft night. WTR Fantasy Draft Season 7, the one to break the six-way tie that we've somehow created. I don't know how.
I know, really. It's like, we didn't plan it this way. It just sort of happened.
Pro wrestling is scripted, but...
Not this.
Fake pro wrestling now has a more real result than actual pro wrestling. So this one is going to be an interesting one. I hope so anyway. So as we begin, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have a full boat, starting with Heartbreak Mike.
What's going on, everyone? This is the Heartbreak Mike, the one that finally did the big one. So let's hope. Wait, crap, that means someone's going to have to win it twice.
You did the big one. You finally had that bowel movement you've been crying about?
He said big one and crap in 30 seconds. So, let's move on.
Moving on, once again, for the draft night, we have from the rack on Thursday nights here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, Lindsay Ward.
Hi, y'all. Happy Sunday.
Hi.
Hi. That's all I got.
Check out the
Rack
X. It's
nice to hear you.
Yeah, check out the Rack Xers because they're live and available tonight. Check them out. Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Shameless plug.
Timeless. Go watch Timeless. Hashtag save Timeless. Hashtag renew Timeless. Okay, I'm done.
See, I got her to say more.
As you've noticed, the producers are rocking. We'll also be participating tonight. Also from the Rack.
Yeah, and other shows.
And the other shows.
Shouldn't we just say from Wild Talk Radio Network, since he literally does everything on this?
Yeah. From all of the above, Sir Rockin.
Hey, check out Super Radio every Saturday night, midnight, superradio.com. We're all posted at 11 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's the end of the show. Hold on for it.
He can't. He's so excited.
And joining us from absolutely no show whatsoever, we have the intern, Kane Kittens.
Hey, Omega, can you lend me a sniper rifle?
No, they're mine.
I need bandages.
Mine.
I'm a human meat shield.
That's the point. Get out there.
Oh.
He doesn't come from nowhere. He comes from the basement.
But they're shooting at me.
Back in the basement.
Go back to the basement.
Okay. See you guys later.
Wow.
So wait, we get to auto-draft you?
Yeah, Auditor F.
No, fuck that.
Ah, anyway.
And of course, the one currently wondering what he has actually done with his show, the one and only Tim Stein.
Hey, check out my shiny new copy of Fortnite.
All right, Star-Lord.
At least Tim caught on the references. At least that's a start.
I'm not stupid, but I pretend to be every Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for another edition of WTR Sunday Night.
Streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network.
Check it out. It's live on TuneIn. Hey. And Periscope.
Yes, and Periscope at Wild Talk Radio.
So you could, like, listen to the webcast while you're surfing Twitter.
Okay. Yes, you can. So there you go. So we're all gathered tonight for the WTR Fantasy Season 7 draft.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I take all the wise that are going to win right now through Survivor Series. Survivor Series, Rock, this fantasy draft is going all the way through to Survivor Series.
Yep, because there's a twist coming throughout the season.
It's a dick twist, too.
It is a dick twist.
This is really strange to hear Lindsay talk about a dick twist. You're the only one on the show that, for all intents and purposes, at least as far as we know, doesn't have one.
Correct.
I'm not trying to make assumptions or anything. I mean, it is, 2018.
She has them, but they aren't hers. So watch what you say.
Yeah, you tell me to watch what I say right after you come up with a zinger like that. Really good. I hope everybody had a great week. We're going to see if we can actually pull this off.
We're going to try. So yes, we're going to a Survivor Series this time. It is Season 7. We are trying to crown a winner for the first time that we'll get two of them, so might as well go longer than normal.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Put a little extra strategy involved. But after the draft is done, there's going to be a twist at it.
We're not going to tell you the twist until after we've all drafted our teams.
I like how he's saying we.
He's in on it.
I know what the fuck it is, yeah. Well, collectively, because we're all on this one webcast.
Yeah, I got news for you. I don't even know what the twist is this time.
Well, I could have told you that.
Well, he's the one who comes up with all the other twists, so,
That was the other ones, not this one. This one I'm blaming on Lindsay.
I knew what it was, but I've drank since then, several times.
It's a valid point. Anyway, so here we are. We're going to do the draft. The order has been picked randomly, as seen on our Twitter feed yesterday, twitter.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. The order goes
Wait. Did you say here we all are drinking draft? Ooh, I like that idea.
The order goes as follows. Omega, the intern, Mike, Tim, Lindsay, and myself. The snake draft rules, as always. And as always, the first round is the keeper round. So, Omega, who officially are you keeping as your number one pick?
Oh, big shock. Roman Reigns.
Oh my god, such a shocking move. Alright, Brent, who are you keeping?
Nakamura.
Mike, who are you keeping?
No shock here, AJ Styles.
Okay, that brings us up to Tim. Who are you keeping?
Wait a second, who went second? Was that the intern?
Yeah.
And intern, who'd you keep?
Nakamura.
Nakamura? No, you can't keep Nakamura.
Why?
He did.
Why can't he keep Nakamura, Tim?
I don't know. I'll think of a reason. Who am I going to keep? Shit.
This is the easiest pick you have to make all night.
There are three that I could keep.
Oh, my God.
There are 10 you could keep. Who is the one?
No, there are like out of the 10, there are three that are keepable.
Oh, my God.
And everybody's like, oh, my God, it's another one of these things with Stein. Will you hurry the fuck up and keep Asuka?
So Asuka has been selected by Tim. Lindsay, who are you keeping?
Boo-boo.
Naturally.
Now.
Did you even have to ask her?
Here's the thing. Because she is keeping Bray Wyatt, she also gets...
his idiot boyfriend.
There you go.
Let's be fair, he's side trim.
Side trim.
And I want to keep Braun Strowman. So... now that's all out of the way. Officially the first pick in round number 2 goes to Omega. Who are you selecting?
You know, it's just too bad you don't have a bell to ring for that. Sorry, Omega, didn't mean to walk over you. I think that somebody should keep the award, but I'm going to let you have this.
I've never been happy to make such a draft in my life. Daniel Bryan.
Motherfucker. Really, is that any surprise that the first pick would be DB? Come on.
No, not really.
That's why I was all pissed off. I wasn't the one. I was in prison. I would.
All right, intern, who you got?
I'm going to go with my second pick from last year and go with Adam Cole, Bebe, Roderick Strong, Kyle, yeah, the Undisputed Era.
Who? Wait, you kind of...
The intern's taking 4 men at once, no surprise.
You slut.
And he forgot the third man's name. So, we continue on, Mike.
Kyle O'Reilly.
And?
Bobby Fish.
There you go. Mike, who you got?
Let's go with Ricochet.
Tim, who you got?
Ronda Rousey.
Good pick, good pick.
Solid.
Lindsay?
EC3.
Good pick. Good Thanks. Pick. I'm going Andrade Cien Almas and the War Raiders. Cool. Lindsay.
I will go with Samoa Joe.
Okay. Tim.
I'm going to keep Ember Moon.
Ember Moon. He's going for a strategy of some sort. Not sure what, but he's going for a strategy. Mike.
Aleister Black.
Intern.
You know what? New Day.
And so it begins.
Omega.
Bludgeon Brothers.
And?
Nia Jax.
They'll never find your body.
Intern.
Nikki Cross.
Totally won't find your body.
Mike.
Shit. I can't believe I'm actually stumped on this. Let's go with... God, am I gonna... Let's go with Charlotte.
Tim?
The Writers of Discomfort.
The who?
Authors of Pain.
I thought you were talking about the bookers.
Right.
Thank you, Omega. Hey,
what does Road Dogg have to do with this?
You picked up on that, and you know what? If I could reach through the internet to give you a coconut smile, I would.
Lindsay?
Shayna Baszler.
Need a woman of some sort. Let's go with
Cue time on Rock needs a woman of some sort.
Iconic duo.
God damn it!
And
nice.
I just typed that for my next pick.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Well, can't have the Shield.
That strategy will not work this time.
All right, Lindsay, who you got?
Sanity.
Tim.
I want Bobby Roode again.
Mike.
I am going to say, let's go. Wait, I don't have a Raw person. This is not good. Let's go with Natalia.
Big mistake.
Intern.
I'm gonna go a little bit into left field here and get someone who should be returning sometime soon and open up the Ambrose Asylum.
I really hope that he doesn't return anytime soon.
Well, we have until Survivor Series, so he has a period of time.
At some point in time,
I'm projecting further down, and when he comes back, he's going to get pushed.
Oh my god.
Randy Orton?
Mm-hmm.
And McIntyre and Ziggler.
Bitch. In turn?
He helped me out before, so I'm gonna raid. Oh no, actually someone's sitting out there. I'll take Finn Balor.
Oh, you son of a bitch. That was my next pick, you little prick.
Yes!
Mike?
Well, you know, he chooses Finn Balor, but guess what? Every day is Rusev Day.
Which means you get Rusev Day, Aiden English, and Rusev.
That's fine.
Ah, crap.
Because they're listed as a team in the guide.
So that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. And you said it was. Anyway, Tim?
Well, fuck. I'm guaranteed points every single Monday night by picking Kurt Angle.
You slut. This is not fair.
You're Lindsay. Absolutely right. I don't get paid for it.
Lindsay?
Just give it away.
God damn it.
You know, one of the most enjoyable things about this draft is hearing Mike get all pissed off that we're picking all of this shit.
It's called points, bitch.
That's right. Atta girl.
I'll take Mandy Rose. I could play that same strategy if I wanted to, but I'm not.
Are you taking both? Because they're listed together in my run sheet here.
No, they're separate. That was discussed in the group chat. So that needs to be changed. They're solos. Let's see. We'll go with Brother Nero, Jeff Hardy.
Pete Dunne.
Oh, come on!
Tim.
Ruby Riott.
You get the Riott Squad.
And the Riott Squad.
Mike.
Johnny Wrestling.
Intern.
Kairi Sane.
Okay. Omega.
I'm losing track of who's picked here. The problem with such a big roster is it's really hard to actually like keep deleting off the names and remember who's been taken or not. There we go. I will take Bobby Lashley. And let's try Cesaro and Sheamus.
God damn it.
God damn it, who you got?
Gotta figure out who the fuck is on SmackDown right now. There's an entire
205 Live roster available, just so people are aware.
Yeah, I don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. You know what? I'll go with Big Cass.
Mike.
Lars Sullivan.
Tim.
I haven't picked my obligatory NXT roster member yet, have I?
No.
Is that a requirement this time around?
No, it never was.
Well, yeah. It was at one point. Yeah, to pick somebody.
One man, one woman, one tag team.
Yep.
Well, I definitely got everything covered.
Okay, so Tim is choosing to abstain from the rest of the draft.
No. Yeah. Great. Nice try, though.
Auto draft.
No, Grand, shut up.
Grand Metal Week.
No.
Wait, let me see.
No.
Tim?
No.
You only have one Canadian.
Nikki Cross.
It's already taken.
Nikki's already taken.
Yeah, rounds ago.
I want Nikki Cross.
Rounds
Can
ago.
I have Nikki Cross. Hey, who took AJ Styles?
I did.
Oh, well, give him back.
Give me Kurt.
Hey, Rock, who's he auto-drafting?
Kevin Owens.
Which means he gets...
You get both. You can't, but I want to add Sami Zayn.
From one Canadian to three in one pick.
I'm so proud of you.
Anyway,
you're a moron.
Not for that reason.
Anyway, Lindsay.
Alexa Bliss.
Interesting. Bianca Belair for one. And the next? Not really many great tag teams left on this board.
Nope.
We'll play the long run. Jason Jordan.
Lindsay. Wow.
Play the long game on that one.
I actually had that in mind.
That's the marathon game, Rock.
I was actually planning that.
Jason, or Velveteen Dream.
Okay. Tim.
Scrolling through the roster.
It is a big roster of a lot of unfortunate talent.
Unfortunate talent.
I mean, Slater and Rhino are out there for the taking.
Well, then take him.
Hey, if he doesn't pick in 30 seconds, I say we give him Alicia Fox.
I don't give a damn what you say. You don't count.
Candace is still out there.
Dana Brooke is available for you.
That would be under Titus Worldwide?
Only if that were, like, literally true.
They get points for every time they replay the trip. It's like an auto win.
Stop. Bonus points. Who picked Charlotte?
Mike did four rounds ago.
We knew somebody picked Charlotte.
That's it. He's getting the shining stars.
Now, the way this thing opened up is kind of messed up because it's like two pages on my screen, and I'm like, well, okay, why is my name on the bottom right and then my list on the top left? So weird. All the ones I was planning on picking up. How many left do we have each?
This is round number 9.
So two.
Two
picks.
Can I go ahead and go since I know who I want?
No, you can't.
No, you've already made your pick, and now you can't.
You just picked, so no.
All right, okay, Tim.
You're not helping this speed along here, kids.
Neither are you.
I can offer you a Leo Rush. A Sean Maluta.
Drew Gulak.
Those all sound like something you need to take penicillin for.
Whoever the sumo was in the Greatest Royal Rumble.
You could do the Forgotten Sons.
Oh, God. Oh, I forgot about them.
They're available. Yeah, they're out there.
Is Tamina even on TV anymore?
Oni Lorcan.
I can give you Danny Burch and Oni Lorcan if you really want. I'll be generous.
Zack Ryder.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, who took Brock?
No one.
Wow, nobody.
That's right. I had them last time. Fuck it. Put them back on my list.
So automatically losing points is Tim Stein. We go to Mike.
Question.
Yes.
Oni and Danny, are they considered a tag team?
I can give them to you as a tag team, yes.
Then I will take them as a tag team.
I will allow that one. Intern.
I'm gonna go Blackheart.
Okay. Omega.
I'm gonna make you keep track of 205 Live, Cedric Alexander.
Thank God for recaps. Omega, continue.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elias.
Ah,
bitch!
Mike, you had the opportunity
to say that.
No one was going to take Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. You could have taken Elias.
No, it's fine. It's for.
Alright, in turn, your final pick is who?
I need to check one thing really quick. I can't think of anything better right now. Bug it. They're still going to push her for a little while. Carmella.
Mike, your final selection is who?
My final selection, I've already got the natural selection. I am actually going to... No, that's a hell no on that one. I'm going to go out on a limb and get the party boy himself, No Way Jose.
Tim?
Did somebody take Baron Corbin? No? I'll grip my teeth and pick Baron Corbin.
That was a record time, just so people are aware.
Wow.
Lindsay?
John Cena.
The Miz for my final selection. So, that are the results for Season 7's WTR Fantasy Draft. Now, like every season, there's a twist.
There's always a twist.
Here's this season's twist.
Shocking.
So, we're going to Survivor Series, which means there's a big four pay-per-view in the between. It's called SummerSlam. As mentioned in the draft kit and on Twitter, you get more points, like WrestleMania, if you're champion. Wins a belt at that show. On that same mile marker, you can look at your entire team and go, that person's underperforming. You're allowed to remove one player from your team.
Ooh.
At SummerSlam.
Yeah.
The twist is, if you remove that person, you lose all those points that person gained.
Ooh.
Ooh. Quite confident in my team right now.
Is it just what they gained or also what they lost?
What they lost as well. So you could gain points by getting rid of that person.
If that person has done nothing but lose points for you, then you get those fucking points back if you get rid of them.
Huh.
I like that.
Ooh, what a twist.
This is going to be real interesting.
You could only do it on one person.
That's fine.
But that's this season's twist.
Okay. What a twist.
That was a good one. So there you go.
All right, yep.
There you go, everybody. WTR Season 7 Fantasy Draft is in the books.
That went by too quickly. I did not pause long enough, deliberately. Rock, you know what I'm talking about.
And with that, we're going to take our one and only break of the evening. So this is the point where, Lindsay, plug the rack.
Tune in Thursday nights, The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and The Rack Reviews. Timeless, The Royals, listen, save Timeless because it's probably going to get canceled. So hashtag save Timeless, hashtag renew Timeless. Thanks, guys.
You like Timeless? Really?
I love Timeless.
I thought I was the only one to watch that stupid show.
Dude, no, we review it.
Every week.
I just watch it.
I'm watching it right now, actually, so...
We already know what happens.
Yeah, we do.
Don't tell me! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alerts! Yeah, everybody listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned. We got a couple of things coming up on the other side of the break. We'll be back.
At the end.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RackRadioShow.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cigs.
I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. 8 fucking lanes. 8 motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of Scream dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, it fucking better be open.
I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open.
What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go.
That's because I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve, man, somebody give me a goddamn...
Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. It is.
All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy.
Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking...
About to get wild by fucking 3 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself... Maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle crotch. Go ahead. Get it on the list. Write it down. Sparkle crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Hey, this is the world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock. And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
What kind of theme have you got going for all the music tonight, Rock?
It's a theme. Can you figure it out?
I can. Omega already had it like before the third bar of the first song was played.
Did I?
You didn't?
No.
What is the theme, Tim? Yeah, I put him on the spot. He hasn't actually figured it out.
Well, it couldn't be Transformers.
Or could it?
Could it? Because it sure sounds a fuck of a lot like you're playing Linkin Park's greatest hits from all the Transformers movies.
So I played only one Linkin Park song.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like I said, all the greatest hits from the movies.
It is the Transformers 2 Revenge of the Fallen soundtrack night here on WTR Sunday night.
Why that one?
Because it's the one folder I had that says Transformers songs and I needed four songs.
It's the worst of the movies. I don't care what you say, it's still worse.
Oh, no. The Donnie Wahlberg one was way worse.
No. It didn't have a robot with wrecking balls for testicles.
Well, you can't just, like, that's out of context. You pick one bad scene.
This is the one with the two racist stereotype robots.
Well, that hurt. It was ass whipping.
One of the lead human characters a pussy in a movie based on children's toys.
Come on, that was like the best part of it. It's one of those it's so bad it's good moments.
No, it's just bad.
But seriously, you didn't pick up on Transformers before?
I don't listen to the soundtracks.
Oh, okay.
Now he knows he needs to.
This is what happens when you are a former nightclub disc jockey.
I mean, it depends on the soundtrack. You know, like, you start playing music from one of the Japanese Transformers cartoons, I've got it. I don't give a shit about the movie soundtracks.
So they're a bitch. All right, enough stalling or what? Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night, everybody. In case you missed it, you're going to have to go back to the archives. We just did the world record quickest fantasy draft ever, believe it or not.
It was a fast one. That is for sure. It was a fast one.
And that's going to get posted on the archives. And there's so much there that all the editing and everything, it'll probably be up on the website by Thursday. It's going to take a while to figure that all out and you know, get it fixed up and shit. No? Well, maybe not.
I'm just going to continue on. So, Omega has a topic he would like to discuss this evening. Omega, what is the topic you would like to discuss with the fine people here?
Are we doing this now?
Oh, we're doing
this. Is this what it means to bring up a topic now, and that'll make everyone never do it again?
What do you want to talk about this week, Omega?
So on Monday night, they announced our traditional Money in the Bank matches, a men's match and a women's match that hopefully a man won't win this time. But,
for a change.
But graphics for the show have three briefcases, and there is a rumor that WWE is floating the idea of a tag team Money in the Bank.
Not only are there three briefcases, they aired promos on Monday Night Raw with tag teams talking about Money in the Bank that they never cut out of the selfie videos. Breezango, The Ascension.
People who wouldn't just be individually entering it.
Right. They talked about winning Money in the Bank. Question is, good idea? Bad idea? In between?
I think it's a good idea, actually. Aside from just how many teams we have, and you look at our draft sheets for the night, I mean, I was wondering, why does the roster look so thin? Oh, everyone's teamed. Everyone's either got a tag team partner or a sidekick now. Okay.
Wasn't it just a few short years ago we were bitching about there is no tag team division anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Well, to be fair, once you get past like the top four or five teams, there's a lot of just, teams.
Yeah. you get to your Mojo Rawleys of the division.
So if you do this sort of match, as the women and men have eight participants in it for a tag team match, how many can you feasibly do in that sort of match?
Oh my god. Well, we've seen TLC. Well, you base it on TLC, and I think four teams is the most as we've crammed in there, but it's going to be more than that. Like, I'm thinking like at least three from each brand.
So that would be 12 men in all out of my. Tim last week said there's going to be at least 10 men in a match, so this could prove him right.
And everybody's going to be really upset about that.
So let's keep it the four teams, and so Tim could be wrong.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here and I'm like, please don't let it be a clusterfuck.
Now there's putting teams in there, but you got to make sure it's the right teams.
Well, automatically you put Breezango in there and I start to worry.
You put Authors of Pain in there and then I start to worry.
How are they going to run this? Is it going to be like a tag team scramble or what?
It'd be a tag team ladder match.
Yeah. It's like every other ladder match.
It's like every other ladder match, yeah.
There just happen to be some guys who aren't trying to beat each other up.
So it means a lot of spot fest. So you need somebody to take bump. Some Breezango would work, but they don't push them to, you know, be credible enough to be put in that match. You got Ziggler and McIntyre who you could feasibly put in there because they need something to do. You're going to need Kevin and Sammy to do something on this pay-per-view, so that's two teams there. You're trying to push Authors of Pain, so it would make no sense not to include them. You bring Sanity up, so that's four teams right there. Usos and New Day, there's six teams right there.
12 people.
At least. Counting Xavier 13. It's feasible, but is it worth doing?
If they do it right, and we've said this before, well, what's doing it right? We don't know. We haven't seen this before.
Remember, it looks good on paper.
A lot of things look good on paper. You have to actually try it, though.
Yeah.
My bigger concern with this, like, I think it could work, because we've seen tag team ladder matches work really well. You know, but my only concern here is we are really, really pushing this pay-per-view at this point with three ladder matches. My only big issue is how repetitive the show is going to start feeling.
Well, you're going to have three ladder matches and then the five-star classic of Jinder and Roman, so things will be changed up a little bit.
It's going to be a very weirdly paced pay-per-view.
Did anybody pick Jinder, by the way?
No.
No.
Why would why would anyone pick Jinder?
I didn't get any word that he was in line for a title, so I didn't bother picking him.
Well, he's main eventing with Roman Reigns, so, you know, that'll go splendid.
Why is everybody leaving? We still have 25 minutes to go in the show.
Well, any other comments we'd like to make about this? Good. All right, moving on, he says.
I think we're all just like, no. Nah.
Turn this over to nerds of the show, comic book nerds of the show. The Avengers is a big thing in the movie theaters right now. Everyone is seeing it. Everyone wants to talk about it. So we're going to talk about it in a wrestling way. Who are the Avengers? Professional wrestling.
Who decided to do this?
Who do you think?
Thanos is Roman Reigns.
No. I mean, just because the booking on Roman's 50-50 doesn't mean he's in Thanos here.
So then who would be Thanos?
Well, he's not an Avenger, so automatically we're off script.
Who would be Mike? Thor?
The guy who forgot his saddle.
See, that feels like Roman.
Shut up, Rock.
What? I didn't do anything.
Then who would be?
Can we just get it out of the way and say John Cena is Captain America?
Where's that Kurt?
Hmm. Crap. I mean, Cena actually looks like Captain America.
But does he now with? But does he now with the goatee and the mustache?
Yeah. In the latter years,
he's getting a beard now in Infinity War. Cena's working up to it.
You're talking about, like, you guys have brought up Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is Bucky Briggs.
Who?
Bucky Briggs.
Wow.
Bucky Barnes?
Yes.
You can turn your ass around, walk out of this conversation right now.
So, I can explain what Tim did. Hashtag Canadian All Pro Wrestling. We continue.
Thanks for catching on, Brock. Of course, you're the only one who would, so that was a bit inside.
Yep. So we move on.
The Hulk would have to be Braun Strowman.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was going to say Brock, but no, you're right. No. It's Braun.
Who the hell would Brock be?
I mean, that's your Thanos right now.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's like, yeah. He only shows up occasionally and destroys everything when he does.
And that's funny.
Yeah. They say Paul Heyman is just that,
his minion. The guy.
Yeah, well, the guy in the, I'm thinking the guy did all the talking in the opening.
The one with the, when he fought Doctor Strange.
The levitating one. It's like, you've all become children of Thanos in death.
Dear God.
I could picture Heyman making that speech.
Yep. Spider-Man.
Daniel Bryan.
It's cause they Ricochet.
I would, nah. I can't believe, at WTR Oreo. Ricochet is Black Panther.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really?
Or is it Bobby Lashley?
Nah, it's Ricochet.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Bobby.
Mm.
Spider-Man.
It's a tough pick because the roster doesn't have any 16-year-olds.
Well, they didn't have a 16-year-old, but, you know, because he was tested positive for Flintstones kids, you know, but, yeah.
No, he was.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
They got rid of him quickly. They were like, I don't feel so good. So I'm taking vitamins. Okay, fine. Let's skip Spider-Man. Thor. Can't say Triple H because he cut his hair. Well, but again.
Couldn't say Triple H anyway.
But he does like his hammer. Well, Thor cut his hair too.
Hmm.
Okay. Who's the Miz? Loki.
Okay.
I can't argue that.
I can't either.
That's actually so spot on, it bugs me.
It's accurate.
Yep.
Iron Man.
John Cena.
Yeah, because there's no rich douchebag in the company right now.
Hmm. Well, John Cena is a douchebag.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but...
and he is kind of rich.
Kind of. Okay, I'd have been asking and been like, Shane McMahon, but, you know.
Well, wait a minute. Speaking about McMahon, who's Vince?
Vince?
Stan Lee cameoing in every movie?
Yeah, Vince is Stan Lee.
You know what? That's just as spot on as The Miz. Nailed it!
Okay, that's easy stuff. Who's Hawkeye?
We have a chat room suggestion for that one.
Who's what have we got?
Ziggler.
I was going to say...
Because he doesn't do shit.
God.
I was going to say Seth Rollins.
Seth, Sort of.
You know, we're ignoring the most obvious one and the most blatantly easy one.
What?
Drac.
I'm sorry, who?
Who's Batista?
Is he an Avenger?
Really?
Go away.
Okay, now, just before you shit on me too much, that wasn't mine. I had to bring it up because it was texted to me just now. Groot.
See, it's not even Avengers.
Still in the movie. So technically.
In photo of Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Thanks, Omega.
Here's one for Omega. Quicksilver.
It was particularly fast. My head, for whatever reason, just because they kind of look the same thanks to the Avengers movie, Dean Ambrose.
He's okay. In the movie, he's fighting with the Avengers, so therefore he's a de facto Avenger. Rocket.
Okay. Here we go. The best jackass of them all.
Nobody's going to try Rocket?
Star-Lord.
You didn't try Rocket first.
Wait, what?
Who's rocking?
Hornswoggle.
Yes.
Star-Lord.
That could also be The Miz.
No. It's more endearing than The Miz.
Yeah, okay.
That's ranging closer to like a Finn Balor.
You're a mind reader. I was just about to say that.
For Star-Lord? I was saying, in the movie, he was a prick, but hey.
He's a prick, isn't he?
We're gonna do that. Who would be... Wow. Who would be Vision? This is really making me think. Like, who is Vision?
now it's a challenge.
Did you guys do Star-Lord yet?
Yes.
Not really.
Brought him up, but we didn't assign anybody.
Chris Chatterman says Jericho, so.
What?
No, yep. That works.
Jericho for Star-Lord.
Fuck.
Jericho for Star...
That's the reason I just cursed. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can't believe we're really on this.
Who's Kevin Owens?
You said who's what?
Who's Kevin Owens?
War Machine.
Yeah, I'm not sure he has an equivalent. I haven't even tried any of the girls.
Who would be Black Widow?
Earlier,
that would be Asuka.
Earlier, it was suggested Alexa Bliss.
I would say Asuka, just because of the fight moves.
Part of me wants to say Lana, because they're both fake Russians.
Oh, fuck. If this was, like, for points, you'd probably score a couple right off of that.
Who would be Gamora?
That's Sasha.
Wow.
Sasha. So does that mean what's her name would be, oh, wait, no.
No. Bailey would not be Nebula.
No.
Okay, there aren't very many female Avengers. Holy shit.
Yeah, we're sexist in the movies.
Yeah, we are. We are.
Like, we're getting Captain Marvel soon, but.
Wanda Maximoff.
AKA Scarlet Witch, AKA we can't use that because Fox has the rights.
Right. Fucking Fox. I'm pissed off at Fox. They canceled Lucifer.
But it was trending for 2 days for people to save it. It didn't think it saved.
Twitter couldn't save a TV show? Oh,
what?
No.
I mean, it was trending. I mean, they saved Brooklyn Nine-Nine. They can't. They saved time.
They didn't save Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That deal had
Brooklyn
to be.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is moving to NBC.
Yeah, that's a deal that would have had to have been in the works for weeks.
Yeah.
We did it! We saved Brooklyn Nine-Nine! You didn't do shit.
We already owned the show, so we just put it on our network.
But they're making a shitload of room on Fox for some news coming out.
Mm-hmm.
One cancellation I am not upset about, Kevin can wait.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, Kevin can fuck right off.
Wow!
I like how he went from Fox and mentioned the CBS show.
Yeah, I know.
Wow! We didn't...
All over the board.
Who would be Doctor Strange? Yeah, makes you think. William Regal?
Taker.
Taker more than William fucking Regal, was.
Come on, Mega. Help us out.
We have a suggestion for Kane.
Well, you're just picking people who do magic. You're gonna cast Bray for that. Bray Bray is the sidekick. God, I can't remember his name.
Doctor Strange?
Well, yeah.
Why not? Okay, Doctor Strange would be Matt Hardy.
It's an insult.
Broken Matt Hardy.
Go away, Tim.
Why? You go away.
Broken Matt for Doctor Strange?
Woken Matt, not Broken Matt.
Same difference.
I mean, kinda. He's got a magic lake, I guess.
Yeah.
They have similar fashion sense.
There you go. picking on the choice of wardrobe.
Never mind. Nick Fury, Bobby Lashley.
That is a jacked as hell Nick Fury.
Hey, you got a better one?
Like the comics rebooted Nick Fury to look more like Samuel L. Jackson. Even they didn't go that buff.
So then who would you have as... Not Velveteen Dream.
What? Oh, what is... Oh, fuck. Marvel character. They did the Netflix series Black Dude. Oh,
Luke Cage.
Thank you. Luke Cage.
Bobby Lashley.
That's Lashley.
That's Bobby Lashley.
We're going Defenders now, though.
Yeah.
Did we say who would be War Machine?
You joked about it. You kind of joked about it, but you didn't go any farther. I'd throw out Kofi.
Ooh, no. Well, maybe. Who would be Black Panther? Would that be Xavier?
Can we agree on Big E for M'Baku?
Yes!
Yes! There is no debate there.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Yeah. Sorry, but, yeah. I'm thinking...
It's about time.
Shit it. Rocket Raccoon. Who would be Rocket?
Rocket up, and you didn't pick anything.
We are. I was being serious with Hornswoggle.
Okay,
that wasn't
right.
Wasn't goofing around. No, they're both mischief makers.
Okay,
they're both really, really short. Call a spade a spade. Don't be calling it a manually operated entrenching device.
Bingo. And Mantis would be Bailey.
No, Mantis would be Dana Brooke because everyone falls asleep when she comes out.
Ooh, harsh, but you don't lie.
Clint Barton.
We threw around Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Ant-Man.
Who'd be it? All right.
That's a good. Chad Gable. Have to be Chad Gable.
Think we've hit our max with Avenger people?
I'm thinking that.
I think we're starting to stretch here. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we're stretching. Let's.
Time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
We continue on the all-time greatest seal. Go to WrestleTalkRadio.com to follow along. It's Kevin Nash versus Kevin Owens.
Kevin Nash, such an old-school bad guy. Like, he's a bad guy just because he's big and tough, so he can be mean to people. Kevin Owens is so smart about how he is a bad guy. He goes above and beyond to troll the audience, to pull every reaction he can. Whether it's how good he is on a microphone and how quick of a thinker he is, but also things like setting up huge spots and then running up and for this huge hit and just stopping and slapping the guy.
Hey, just Kevin Nash can set up huge spots and then sort of deliver with a poke.
That was Hogan who poked.
Still, he took the poke.
Took the poke.
That was a devastating, the guy, he put his career on the line.
That fall he took. Ooh.
Man, I'll tell you. Funny, because I was just watching a gif of that exact thing on Twitter three hours ago.
I mean, you never know what a Hogan's nail looked like when he poked him. Could have been really sharp.
You never know where his fingers have been. Does he wash them? You don't know.
Could have. I mean, got something out of
it's it. Like it's like that. That's like, it's like that Bruce Lee like 1-inch punch, where it's just like it's very short, very quick, but it shatters everything behind it.
The only difference being the 1-inch punch is legit.
No, Kevin Owens,
Mike.
If this was like Indies Kevin Owens, I'm sorry, Kevin Steen, then I would pick Kevin Steen, but Kevin Nash is that old, like Omega said, old school classic rock bad guy. Long hair. Yeah, I'm gonna kick the crap out of you and there's nothing you can do about it. Blah, blah, blah. I run this shit. So yeah, Kevin Nash.
Alright, break it, Tim.
You're choking on me. Omega, you said old school bad guy. Okay, Big Kev, you're a big guy and, you look kind of scary, so we're gonna make you a heel. Just go out and say, yo, I'm a tough guy. Yeah. Kevin Owens. Be snake oil.
Alright, Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
Moves on. Up next, that Triple H versus Steve Austin. Mike.
Ah, crap. Wow. Triple H, 2000 ever, shed blood, put people in stretchers, everything. Triple H, and then you have Stone Cold Steve Austin. Both of them are evenly matched. Hell, they even put the two-man power trip together.
I think that's a great tagline, actually.
What the hell was that?
What the?
Hey, my name is Lynette Rice.
I love websites that have automatic video play when you read them.
Wow.
Wow.
I love them.
Wow.
Number one pet peeve.
Yeah. And they're the little ones that pop up on the side, too.
And if you're really lucky, they pop
under your browser, so it takes you a sec to find it.
Yep.
Anyway,
so,
continue.
With that said, I have to go with Triple H.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, this one feels pretty easy for me. Steve Austin's run as a heel had more moments of awkward hilarity because this doesn't feel Steve Austin. Things like singing. It just didn't feel right. It felt so forced when he was a heel just because it felt like they're just trying to do something different, trying to do something unexpected there. Almost wanted to do the Hulk Hogan thing, and it just didn't work. It just really didn't work. Triple H, you know, like, Triple H is one of the few guys who is so good at being a bad guy, he is immune to legacy. It's like, you can't get people to boo Ric Flair anymore, even when he's acting like a heel, because that's Ric Flair. We love it. Yeah, kick him in the dick again. Yay! That's just what he does. And he can never be a bad guy again, like, for the last 20 years. It just doesn't work when he even tries it. It's because people love him so much. And Triple H is such an ass, and so good at being an ass, he can circumvent all of that and get the crowd to turn on him immediately, unless he's dealing with Roman Reigns. But aside from that, Triple H.
Tim?
Well, you know, that's just it. You know, the initial idea was for Austin to be the ultimate heel, the ultimate bad guy. And the crowd fell in love with him, and they made him the ultimate anti-hero instead. Trying to turn him against the crowd never worked. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. And the crowd wouldn't let them keep it up for any length of time. Triple H, Omega, you kind of nailed it on that one. I mean, Ric Flair is, you know, like, he is the icon as far as all that goes. And it's, hey, dude, it's Flair. And Triple H just knows how to work the crowd. You still love Triple H, but you love that he's able to make you hate him as much as he's able to, even today. And like you said, immune to the legacy thing. It's Triple H.
Triple H moves on.
Throw that a little bit more.
The hell was that?
I could have said Triple H movement, but I did not. Undertaker versus Harley Race.
Frick.
Damn.
Harley Race.
Why?
Because it's Undertaker.
Okay.
Problem, Undertaker, iconic status, again, same thing that Flair suffers. Everybody's favorite, I don't know what you want to call him, but yeah, sorry, he's the non-heel. Okay. Harley Race, just a total asshole. Harley Race was almost like the precursor of Triple H.
Triple H modeled himself after at one point.
Yes.
Alright, Omega.
See, when I bring up legacy, it means at this moment, he is so over he could not be a bad guy. And yeah, Undertaker would be like that today. That does not invalidate what he has done as a heel. Like, Ric Flair is immune to that, as it is, you know, does have that legacy, always going to be a face thing. Does not invalidate his legacy as a bad guy, because he's one of the best. Undertaker, when he was a villain, was so fucking dark for pro wrestling. It was a level that we did not see before, have not seen since. He was trying to sacrifice people, you know, figuratively and literally once tried to sacrifice somebody. You know, the Dark Wedding. We have brainwashing people into the ministry. I mean, just everything in that Attitude Era heel Taker just ramped up to 1,000 to make him this enormous bad guy, and it worked. I like, you know, I really like that Undertaker run just for just how menacing he was. I'll give it to Taker.
Mike.
The Undertaker during the Attitude Era had a very powerful movement. He was the Dark Lord. He was, you know, what people would consider the bad guy with the magic and dark witchcraft and all of that stuff. Just like Omega said, something that sold the crowd. You never saw anything like that. But just like Tim also said, Harley Race is an asshole in and out. But I'm actually going to have to give this to The Undertaker.
Dead Man moves on. And our final matchup of the evening, Randy Savage, Rick Rude, Omega.
Randy made for a good heel in bursts. I like Randy as, you know, Randy being the bad guy as, you know, after the Mega Powers explode was a great run. There's just such a level to Rick Rude that you don't often get when it comes to a pro wrestler. You know, as far as just pushing the boundary of it, like, I'm going to spray paint your wife on my trunks. Guy was an ass. I think consistency wins here for picking Rick.
Mike.
You can't beat Rick Rude. Just putting your wife on your trunks. But then a heel moment that I liked about Randy Savage was King Macho. That was a really good one for me. But you gotta go with Rick Rude. People hated him, and he was good at it.
I can't believe you're all bypassing the greatest Randy Savage heel moment. Maybe Tim will bring it up. Tim?
No, I'm not going to bring it up.
You're going Rick Rude?
Rick Rude. You know, like, Randy Savage was just too good at entertaining the crowd. The crowd was entertained by his heel tactics. Problem with his heel tactics, for most of it, was the fact that he needed too much of an outside influence. Like you say, when the fires exploded. There was a reason for it. It's called jealousy. And it wasn't that Randy was being a heel. He was being jealous and petty. Total difference. Rick Rude, arrogant son of a bitch. Fuck you attitude. Misogynistic son of a bitch. Not thinking twice about grabbing your girlfriend or your wife out of the audience and planning a big, long, deep, wet one on her right in front of you just before or just after his match. Mm-hmm. And this is classic old school. Piss off the crowd so they hate your fucking guts. None of this, oh, I don't like the city, so I'm going to tell you that you guys are a bunch of inbred hicks. Please.
Rick Rude. And since you guys didn't bring it up.
You coward. I think you damn overplayed. You set it off.
Set it off.
Used to be hard off. Now you done turned soft. Do a telephone commercial.
God. Why?
Why not?
As a black man, I'm offended.
As a white man, I'm offended.
That is WTR Sunday Night.
Another edition in the books. Hey, everybody, next weekend's a long weekend. What is the holiday in the United States?
Nothing.
You don't have, like, something coming up in May, like President's Day or some shit?
We have Memorial Day, but that's not for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Next weekend, long weekend in Canada, it's called Victoria Day. More affectionately and colloquially known as the May 2 for a long weekend, which implies, you know, a case of beer. We're going to take next Sunday night off because I'm going to spend the May 2 for a weekend with my son. But tomorrow is an edition of the Raw Post Show immediately following Raw.
11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Sometimes shit happens on Tuesdays. We'll keep you updated.
Fortnite. Anyway, continue on.
There you go. Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack radio show with your host, Lindsay Ward.
We'll have the NXT rundown, the SmackDown throwdown, all the blame brands that you can possibly handle, and all the news, and we'll have a discussion of some sort. It's The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out The Rack Extra Reviews, Timeless, Season 2, Episode 9 and 10, available now. Check out The Rack Extra Reviews, The Royals, Season 4, Episode 10, now available. Look for The Rack Extra Reviews, The Raw 25 book from DK Publishing sometime this week, maybe Tuesday. All at RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com. It's Rack Radio Show on the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, the YouTube, the Stitchers, the iTunes, the Tumblrs. It's all there. Rack Radio Show.
Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern, or as close as they can get to it, another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual CB Radio.
Really? No awkward plug. All right, cool. Last night we did Moms for Mother's Day. This week we are doing horse names because of Preakness. CB Radio, GrowTheGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLive.com, hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
And of course, returning in 2 weeks, another edition of Russell Talk Radio, Radio and Wild Talk Radio Network. Why don't you follow Russell Talk Radio on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night? Check out the Facebook selection. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. While we're at it, follow Wild Talk Radio on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. on Facebook. Wild Talk Radio is facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow me on Twitter twice, not once, but twice. Most of you who are going to follow me on Twitter are already following me at Flames Forums, but there's a new one. Very going to be controversial, outspoken, and politically incorrect. As a matter of fact, that's the handle, politically incorrect, also known as at stupidity proof. So that's my new one. Follow me on there. Hey, Omega. I'm catching up to you.
You're catching up to me. Yes, in social media outlook. I need to, like, assemble like a little script of all the stuff that I do, because there are plenty of places where you can find me that are not marked TJ Omega. It's a growing list of people who have stolen TJ Omega on other platforms. But we'll figure out another day and just go with the ones I know, because it's my normal rundown. If you want to follow me on Facebook, you'll have to look for TJ Reviews. However, everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos for your entertainment pleasure. And then for the videos that YouTube is not a fan of, they are located over at TJOmega.net.
And this is where we throw it to Mike.
And you know the black guy here. You can hit me on the face on the Twitter thingy.
Yeah, hit him in the face.
You can hit him in the face.
No, you niggas ain't hitting me in the face. No, the WTI Oreo, fuck the revival. Just add me and we'll see what magical things happen this week. We're gonna see how my team goes. Fuck the Undisputed Era. And good luck to all the contestants in this draft.
Well, I think that we're done as the Stanley Cup playoffs 2018 start to wind down. We're into the Eastern Conference, Western Conference finals. All I've got to say is go Jets, go. Have yourselves a great 2 weeks, everybody. Catch you.
WildTalkRadio.com.